Super.
All right. All right. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Triathlon Summit. And today I have Heather Golnick on the line. And Heather Golnick is a professional triathlete, and she primarily races at the Iron and 70.3 distances and is a five. Actually, you're more than a five-time Ironman champion now, aren't you?
No, five-time Ironman champion.
Okay, five-time Ironman champion. I thought it was more. And she owns her own triathlon coaching company called Golnick's Iron Edge. And if that wasn't enough, she also has three kids. So she is a powerhouse of a woman, and I'm happy to have her on. And Heather, welcome to the call.
Hi, Terry. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for coming on, man. Definitely appreciate you coming on. So let's start off with the first question. You just came back pretty recently, actually. You did Pucón, right, down in Chile?
Yes.
Yeah, and that's a 70.3 distance. And how'd that go for you?
Chile is one of my very favorite races. It's number one. It's absolutely stunning there. And the people are so friendly there. They treat triathletes like they're rock stars. You know, they pick you up and take care of you and meet every one of your needs. They don't have a lot of the big-time sports there like football and baseball.
Mm-hmm.
The triathletes are you know, much more well-known. You may see a triathlete on a billboard where you'd never see that, you know, in the States. And
yeah.
They treat you really well, and I absolutely love the course. And I've raced there five times, and last year was the first time I pulled off the win. And then this year going into it, I was facing the main competition was Lindsay Corbin, who had just finished fifth at Hawaii, and so they were making it a big battle between us, and basically age and experience over youth. So I had to show them that age was an experience was what could do it.
Good deal, good deal. So what's that course like? Is it pretty flat? Is it hilly?
There's two loops on the swim, and it's awesome because you get out and you run on this black sand beach where the race actually starts and finishes. The bike course is rolling, but the run is the hilliest run course. I think it's harder than Wildflower. It's just up and down and up and down, and I love like that kind of strength course.
Awesome, awesome. That sounds pretty cool. So here's a question that a lot of people, you know, struggle with that are triathletes out there or try to find the balance with it, and that is, how do you manage having a family? Because you got your three kids, your husband, and you got a business, and then you're racing as a pro triathlete. So how do you do it?
To be honest, it's difficult, you know, and people say, well, you always make it look easy, but it's really difficult to balance it all and to feel like you're doing a great job at all three, and I always want to excel at everything. And so sometimes you always feel like one of them gets a little off balance. If you're training a lot, maybe you're not spending as much time working or with the kids. But then there's also those recovery periods where maybe you're spending more time with the kids, and it's definitely a balance. I definitely am a good multitasker, and, you know, really just love all that I do, though. I mean, I love the coaching and all the athletes. Obviously, I love my kids, but being there, like being at their activities, their baseball games and their tennis practices, you know, they're all in school, which does give me that big window of time to get my training done or get my work done. And I try to just be really efficient with the time that I have, so then when they get home from school, you know, we can have family time. And it's still crazy running around, but, you know, being together for all our activities.
Awesome. Cool. And so here's another question. And you've been doing great, you know, the past few years. Obviously, you've been doing well, and you've been getting quicker. And so what do you think's been your keys to, you know, improving every year?
Well, I always joke when Kevin McKinnon would interview me after I had won a couple Ironmans in a row, he's like, what's up? And I said, all my kids are in school now. So, you know, when the first two wins, you know, you had a little more time, and it was, you know, easy to get, you know, my mother-in-law or my mom to come over and, you know, listen and have one kid to, you know, to watch. But now that they're all at school, it's it's much, much easier. The hard part is then on weekends they've got, you know, ball games and tournaments, and, you know, it changes the busyness. It changes from the week to the weekends to after school. So you just kind of have to change with it. But I definitely think that I tend to be a little bit more quality over quantity in my workouts, mm-hmm. which is hard when you're training for an Ironman because the obviously the quantity is there so much as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. All right. And so is there anything that you've changed, do you think, in the past few years that has improved your performance at all in your training?
You know, I really listen to my body. I'm definitely really smart about, you know, if I feel aches and pains, something that could turn into an injury, about taking the time off necessary to listen to it. And I wasn't always that way, you know. Years ago, you know, I think it was a little more hard-headed and I can get through this and it's just a little ache and pain. And but I've really learned to take, you know, taking a few days off and getting rid of whatever's kind of aching or going on before it turns into something big has really helped. And, you know, I think that wisdom is just something that comes with age.
The wisdom, right?
Yeah. And, you know, I've done it so long that you kind of learn what works and what doesn't work. But interesting, this is this year I actually hired Life Sport Coaching, and I'm working with Paul Rinsberg, and started working with them in December. And so it's been great because they've been trying to put a little bit of different twist into things I've been doing. Mm-hmm. And one thing that Paul's really good on is I'm not very good at recovery. Like, I finish a, you know, four-hour bike ride with a 45-minute brick, and then I'm off running around playing tennis with my son, and I go do this and that. And they're really big on the recovery, and I've really never put my feet up or taken a nap or anything like that. And, you know, they were all joking that sometime they're going to get me to take a nap, but at least now, like, if I'm on the phone, I'll put my feet up and... So I'm definitely making a little progress that way.
There you go, multitasking, like you said, right?
Yep.
Good deal. And I know you... Hello, can you still hear me there?
Yep.
Okay, and I know you do some triathlon camps, and I know you just finished a bunch of those. So why don't you tell us a little bit about those?
Yeah, well, our company, Iron Edge Coaching, I coach individual athletes. We have a couple of athletes that are coaches that work for us, with us. But we put on triathlon camps in Florida, and the first one was really, really fun. I had two coaches, friends of mine, Elizabeth Sadowski and Jennifer Harrison from Chicago, and they both are great age groupers. Elizabeth's a pro. And they brought a bunch of their athletes down. And so we had, I think, 16 women. The first camp was an all-women's triathlon camp. And it was so much fun. You know, obviously we swam and biked and ran, but we had a lot of fun and a lot of education as well. And then the next two camps we did were sprint to Ironman distance. So we get kind of a variety of athletes. And it's really about teaching them running drills and swimming drills and videotaping them and taking them out to the ocean. And, you know, there's ones who maybe had a fear of the ocean or someone that hadn't been caselining before. And it's really educational. We did have a couple of athletes that were quite advanced. And, you know, they came to learn about nutrition and how to properly get enough calories in for the Ironman. So it's a really fun experience, and it all takes place at this coffee shop, bike shop combo. It's called Village Bikes in Sarasota, and it's just a great atmosphere and, you know, hanging out with other athletes that are really eager to learn for 4 days is just a blast.
Awesome. Cool. So you've got three kids, and were you doing triathlons before you had your kids?
I did, on a smaller level. I actually didn't turn professional until my kids were, almost 6 years old, five and a half. So, you know, I was doing it and just did it because I loved it and was a decent age grouper, but really wanted to race professional for Ironman Madison the mm-hmm. first year that it came. And so that year I turned professional primarily because I wanted to race Madison as a pro and, you know, lived close. We were living in outskirts of Milwaukee at the time, so I was about 50 minutes from Madison, so I'd go up and train on the course and knew it really well going into it, which really helped me in that race.
Cool. And so what was your key then to coming back, you know, to training and breaking back in once you had kids or after you had kids? Because I can understand that can be I don't know. I'm a guy, but no, I hear it can be difficult sometimes.
Well, people always really what they want to know is, at least women want to know, like, do you really get stronger after you have kids? Because a lot of women triathletes, they don't want to take time off to have children, even though they want children, because it is mm-hmm. 9 months where, you know, you're not racing. But the break does your body great. And then I think you learn so much about pain when you're in childbearing that the races are pretty easy in comparison. So I think it definitely makes you stronger, and just the change in your hormones. And I definitely got stronger after I had children.
Cool. In terms of just like endurance and strength and all that?
Yeah, everything.
Cool. All right. And so when you're racing in an Ironman, you know, you hear certain people have different mind games they play or anything like that. Do you have anything that you're thinking specifically when you're out racing?
You know, I am usually like pretty happy-go-lucky talking to people, but when I'm actually racing, for the most part, it's, you know, you just want to beat everyone and anyone, you know, especially your you know, competition. And sometimes my friends will say, oh, we were cheering for you, you didn't even hear for us. You know, you just get in that zone. Mm. And I definitely, honestly, a lot of times am not the stronger athlete. I think even Pukan, you know, I think Lindsay was probably in better shape than me, but mentally I can just push to that next level, and just pushing through that pain, whatever you're feeling. Because I was pretty beat up the next day. I felt like I had actually raced an Ironman. And just pushing your body to that next level.
Yeah, absolutely. Cool. All right. Now, you got a favorite pre-race meal?
I do. I have the same thing all the time. I have a gluten-free bagel or English muffin or toast, gluten-free always, with almond butter and a banana sliced on it. And then I use First Endurance makes this awesome product called Pre-Race.
Uh-huh.
And I'll sip that. And I have that even before all my key workouts. So it's pretty staple in my diet.
Cool. And why gluten-free?
Gluten-free, you have a little bit less, you know, you're not having your wheats. And it actually just is a little bit easier to digest, which means less work for your digestive system, so you don't have as many issues using the restroom.
Right. I find that interesting, because the reason I ask is because I actually have celiac disease, so I can't have any gluten and stuff. Like, oh, she can't have gluten. So, different reasons, yeah. All right. Good deal. And when you race, what do you like to eat?
I use First Endurance products, Goose. I love the rock vein. It really mm-hmm. seems to just kind of give me a blast. And pretty much I'll use the EFS drink until I run out of that, and then I'll have to use what's on the course. But depending on what's on the course, I try to avoid that sometimes. And so, yeah, like in Pukan, they had this, you know, Chilean drink. It was like sparkling seltzer water, and it tasted awful, and you just didn't want to run out of what you brought, trust me.
So. Yeah, cool. And also, you're getting involved with putting on a race this year, so why don't you tell us a little bit about that and what the whole story is with it?
Yeah, well, it is called Revolution 3 Triathlon, and it's going to become a whole series of races. And right now we're in the process of securing the other venues. Right now the first is going to be a half, and it's going to be in Middlebury, Connecticut, and it's going to take place at an amusement park. And what we wanted to do with this whole series is really just change the way triathlon is done, so revolutionize, and so making it really family-friendly, the technology being just amazing. All of the athletes are going to wear a GPS tracking device, which is like Ironman Live on your wrist. You're going to be able to track your athletes, and we're going to have computer lounges and just even people from home, the technology that they're going to be able to see and the amount of cameras we're going to have. It's going to be pretty amazing. And just having some different policies and different things in place that, you know, I've raced triathlon so long, and there's certain things as, you know, a family that makes it hard. You know, sometimes I felt bad for my husband, you know, having to stand there for 9.5 hours and nowhere to go with the kids or nothing to do. So we're trying to do things a little bit different. And it looks like for the next year we will have a series where one is a half and an Olympic, one is the half, and then the third is going to be a half and a full, and it's going to be a point series. And we're really focusing on the amateurs as well as the pros. The first race is going to have a $100,000 prize purse, and we've already got, you know, all the big names and triathlon submitted. And I'm basically sponsorship marketing director. My husband is the race director. And it's great to be, you know, working closely with it, and I'll be doing the commentating at the race, and it's going to be fun to be involved in it in a different light than the racing. I will miss racing. I'm sure it'll kill me race day to not be racing.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. So what's the website for that people can get?
Just rev3triathlon.com. And okay. We're still taking registrations. And once you look at the website, you'll realize, they put a lot of work into it. It's amazing. Somebody told me that I did a great job on the website, and I laughed because I'm, like, the least computer-literate person probably there is. So I'm like, well, yeah, I didn't do it. But, you know, they're going to go above and beyond with just all the giveaways and the swag bags and just everything that they're going to try to do. They're just going to try to step it up a level. I know a lot of people complain about how much the entry fees are, and, you know, this is all I got. And so they're really trying to step it up to that next level. So it's going to be pretty cool. And on the Rev3 Triathlon site, there's downloads. You can see the whole course preview. You can watch some of the ideas of what the technology is going to be, and see all the pros that are going, and it's a pretty amazing site.
Cool. And Heather, what do you have left, or not less, what do you have this year planned for races?
Well, right now I just plan the beginning of my season. In a couple weeks I will be doing the 70.3 in New Orleans,
mm-hmm.
and then shortly after that I will do St. Croix. And then I'm going to be heading down to Brazil to do Ironman Brazil. And that'll be the first time doing Ironman Brazil, so I'm really excited about it. And
hopefully
get my Kona spot then to be able to do Kona and Clearwater. I did take the Clearwater spot at the end of the year.
Cool, man. Well, that's a full race schedule for sure, man. That's good. That's great. And what do you do after a big Ironman to recover? Do you get right back into training a little bit, or what do you do?
No. Actually, I'm like a big fan. I have a love-hate relationship with ice baths. I'll put on a hoodie, and I'll make some, like, recovery hot chocolate, and I'll sit in the ice bath. Usually, you know, as soon as the race is over, you know, and I even do that after a lot of my key runs and stuff. If I'm doing a, you know, a long run, it really helps facilitate recovery for me. But anyway, after the Ironman, you know, I just try to get some really good food in me as soon as I can, And that first week or two is really just a pretty light recovery. I end up usually swimming quite a bit just because that seems to loosen me. There's times where I haven't run for, 10 days because I'm pretty beat up after an Ironman. So it really just depends, but typically I'll take some time just to let the body recover, and especially the heart of the race. Ironman Arizona, not last year, the year before, I think I came off the bike in like fourth place and ran down Joanna Zeiger to win by like 45 seconds. And I was just physically trashed, but mentally too. And so I think it's a really good idea for athletes, even if they're not beat up physically, sometimes they have something go wrong and they couldn't push the race, they had to walk the run or something, but they never give themselves that mental break. And, you really need that mental recovery as well.
Yeah, for sure. For sure, man. Awesome.
Yeah, our family tries to really schedule it. Like, after that race, we took the kids to the Grand Canyon, and we took, like, a five-day vacation. And after New Orleans, it backs up with Easter vacation, so we're going to visit family for a week. And so it's kind of good because then, I can go do a little training, but yet you're with your family, you're on vacation, you don't do as much, which actually in the long run benefits you.
Sure. Cool. Well, that is all the questions I have for you. Do you have anything you'd like to add?
No.
Cool. Well, Heather, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you. Well, thank you for interviewing me, and hope the rest of the interviews all go great.
Definitely. And what's the name of the website that people can get your Revolution 3 Series information from for the race?
That's the rev3try.com. And you can also go to my site, just heathergolnick.com, or the ironedgecoaching.com.
All right. Great. Awesome. Good stuff. Heather, again, thank you, and we'll talk to you later.